News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Hey, Maxie, what's the deal on Danielle Hunter? Do we know any more about him as we get ready for another football game this Sunday?
No, he'll be out for at least the next two games on the injured reserve list, the neck injury. The neck injuries can be tricky because I'm sure they're watching, monitoring, x-raying, CAT scanning, doing whatever they need to do. We don't get a good look. He's been, you know, when I've been at practice, he's always running and working out. And he looks in, you know, great physical shape, but obviously if it's a neck, you can do that. And he's running on the side. He looks like he's in great shape. So I'm sure it's just all about you want to be really careful because of the nature of where the injury is, and a neck is something you don't fool around with. So I'm sure they're making sure that everything is strong, straight, whatever it needs to be before they turn him loose again. But that's a big missing piece. Now, Andre Patterson, defensive coordinator, was talking yesterday about, you know, what happened against Aaron Rodgers. And one of his theories is with an empty stadium like this, that the defensive players can hear the opposing quarterback too well. And so, therefore, they're starting to listen and try to guess what it is they're hearing from the opposing quarterback, because with no ambiance, you can hear everything that they say in their cadence when they come up to the line. And he said, we got caught, you know, trying to outguess and outthink Aaron Rodgers, and we got killed. And Philip Rivers will do the same thing to him if they're not careful, as opposed to just staying in your base defense and doing what you're supposed to do. They start trying to figure out what it is those quarterbacks are communicating. And on top of that, Pat Elflein now got put on injured reserve as well, thumb injury, and he's, of course, a guard on the offensive line. So he's out for at least 3 weeks. You know, not a great, great player, but certainly somebody that's been a big part of that offensive line since they moved him over to guard when they drafted Garrett Bradbury.
You know, and it's a big deal. Mike Zimmer in those pregame, the early season, the preseason when we have those four games normally, he gets a lot of info off of those. I know he's very much into those games. He wants to win those games. But this year he had to do that in the first game against Green Bay.
Yeah, yeah, everybody had to do that. And interesting, you also don't know who's out there in terms of personnel that you might want to pick up. You have no idea because you can't study any preseason tapes, particularly with young players. The other problem is, and this is for all teams, not the Minnesota Vikings, so I'm not feeling sorry for the Vikings. If you get a player, let's just say you make a trade, whatever it is, you sign somebody off of waivers, not that these are the big-time players. Obviously, if they get cut, they're not great players by NFL standards. They come in, and they can't just come to practice with you. They have to quarantine, at least. They got to get tested a couple of times. They got to do some different things before you can allow them on the practice field with your team. So it's just everything is different about this year. But evaluating other players that you thought you might be interested in that get cut or you might want to trade has become almost impossible because there was no tape on them in the preseason.
Twins lost to Chicago yesterday. It was a heck of a game. All those games were very tight, a lot of tight plays, and that was they got to move on now. And their next series starts tonight, but they stay in Chicago, take on the Cubs.
Yeah, go over to the north side. Cubs are about the same record as the Twins and have been playing better of late as well. They've got a well-built team, but the Twins are just, you know, they should be just fine. They've got the pitching staff. They're hitting for power. Buxton's been on fire, obviously, but they got enough big boppers in the lineup. It would be nice to see Max Kepler get it going before the end of the year and Mitch Garver to come back and be able to, I don't know where he's at with it. He was certainly struggling before he went on the injured list, but to come back and be able to contribute offensively and give him the threat that he did last year, where he was just, you know, terrific at the bottom half of that order, being able to do what he could do. But the Twins have a good pitching staff. Now, Berríos is becoming the ace of this staff. Pineda, obviously, is sitting out there. He's been pretty good. Mejia was good yesterday again. They've got a good bullpen, four right-handers, you know, with Duffy and May and Romo. And Clippard that could come out of the and then, you know, Rodgers has been a little bit up and down. That's a little bit concerning. But they should be well-built for this thing. And the Cubs and the White Sox are going to probably be the best two teams that they play all season in this short regular season. So they'll get another idea this weekend where they stand.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, you've got a busy weekend, too. What do you got planned tonight?
You know, there's no high school football tonight, and I always think about that.
Yeah.
There's some 3-on-3 and some 7-on-7 that you can go watch. They're putting together a piece on 7-on-7 football. It was at Winter Park last week. They had a big 32-team foray that they have every Saturday now, 7-on-7, but the old Winter Park where the Vikings used to play, now owned by Lifetime, as you know, Dave, and they've got a soccer academy, and they've given them that whole complex to use on Saturday. So I was out there last Saturday watching this, and it was crazy, the number of people participating in it, and the fans, the parents, Dave, many of them had to stand behind a fence at Winter Park and watch, you know, from afar to watch their kids play, but it was really interesting, so I'm going to work on that today.
Herb Brooks would tell you that's a good idea, pandemic or not. Keep the parents a long way behind a fence.
Well, back when the Vikings, you know, when the Vikings occupied that place, the security just got more tight every year in the NFL. And so pretty soon they had a fence around that whole complex, and it was, you know, pretty much they had blocked your view. And now at least you can watch from way out there, but it's crazy.
It was also Sid Hartman's parking lot. Whenever we had to go or meet somewhere, we'd have to leave his car there. And then we'd always meet the same place every single time, as you know. We were in there many nights when nobody was around getting that vehicle. But that's for another time. That's for your book, chapter 4, 5, and 6. Yeah, all right.
Yep,
Max, we'll talk to you soon.
When he was on the phone with you at 8:40 back in those days, I would never come up behind him and start jumping on the car to get his attention and scare him so it created an effect on the radio. I never did that, Dave, I promise.
No, and I know you didn't. No sources leaked that information to me. I'll see you later, Max. You have a great weekend.
You too.
He's Mike Max, and an instigator, too, sometimes, I will tell you that. Well, WCCO television tonight as well. Hey, Dave Lear, I'm excited to talk to you about the Dental Implant Center of Minneapolis. I was chatting with Dr. Sass and Dr. Trowbridge. They're exactly the kind of doctors that you're going to trust to fix a smile. I'll give you a reason why. Not only experts in the dental implant field, but what was impressive to me, because I asked them about this, I don't know how it came up, but they teach other doctors techniques. How would you like that kind of doctor? You can have it. Just give them a call. That's very reassuring. They consult with you, the patient, so a staff member doesn't come out and do it. The person that's actually going to do the work is going to come out and talk to you about it, because it's life-changing, these dental implants. It's an investment in you, and doggone it, you deserve it, right? If you're considering a dental implant or you need a crown, you need to reach out to Dr. Sass and Dr. Trowbridge. You're going to like both of them a lot at the Dental Implant Center of Minneapolis. By the way, this is very cool, too. All new patients, you're going to receive a complimentary consultation and a CT scan. And they also have a current $1,000 offer on crowns and $3,000 implant, abutment, and crowns. So you want to find out about those offers that can help save you hundreds of dollars. It's the time to invest in you and invest in your smile. And it changes lives. It really does. Just chat with them and find out. Visit dentalimplantcenterminneapolis.com. Set up the consultation, at least find out more about them. I know you're going to be very impressed. Visit dentalimplantcenterminneapolis.com.